I had an interesting experience at work today. I'm still working on this movie, The Wolverine. And I was just working away, doing my thing. And most of the people have left the film now, where we probably had a crew of about 20-odd people originally, and we're down to probably about six now. Fortunately, I happen to be one of them, so I'm getting quite a good run at the end of this film. And there weren't many of us around, and I was one of the few, and this small group, four people, turned up, and this young lady caught my attention and said, "Excuse me, would you mind telling us a little bit about what you do here? And I'd like to introduce to you Christine Milne from the Greens." And that's exactly what she said, and it caught me off guard because I had no idea. It just didn't make sense. It, you know, and then eventually I started to dawn on me that this is Senator Christine Milne, a politician from, yeah, the Australian Senate, and somebody with a certain amount of importance. I think she's the leader of the Greens in the Senate, actually. And she then proceeded to ask me a few questions about what we do in the props manufacturing part of a film and what our skill base is, the different people, and what my experience is and where I come from and what I've done and how I got into the industry and what I think of the industry. And then she started digging a little bit deeper, and up until then it was all okay, but she started asking questions about the film industry and how to get it to succeed and how to keep it operating. And I just turned around and, yeah, again, I didn't realise the significance of the person who I was talking to. And I just spoke as I've spoken to many of the people in the workshop. I just said, basically, the film industry's over. It's gone. It's, you know, it's dead. It's just that we don't know about it yet. And I proceeded to tell her my opinion. As one of the guys said afterwards, he said, "I was probably the ideal person because I'm jaded, a little bit jaded, but I'm not completely cynical like so many people." So I was able to keep a bit of clarity. And I explained how talented the people are, but how there is no career in the film industry anymore. And everybody agrees with me about that. And she was quite shocked, and she said, "What do you mean by there's no career?" And I said, "Well, there isn't. There is no career in the film industry. There is a bit of work from time to time. We get a job, and we work on it. But there's no career." And she said, "Well, what happens when the film finishes?" And I said, "Well, we either go and get another job, just any job out there in the real world, or we starve. There's no real future. And that's just the way it's been for some time, and it's just getting worse and worse. And there's, you know, that's all there is to it." And I said, and she asked why, and I said, "Well, for a couple of reasons. One, the Australian dollar is $1.03 or whatever it is, whereas back when, 10 years ago, when The Matrix was happening, it was 64 cents. So, you know, people don't bother coming to Australia anymore. And secondarily, there's the internet. The internet is completely changing the landscape of filmmaking, when you can have a couple of people with a handycam can produce a half-decent film. Why do you have to have these huge big productions? And there are people producing things of their own using Indiegogo and all the other sorts of self-funding participatory systems that are out there." And I explained that to her, and you could see that she really wasn't quite up to speed. And she said, "Yeah, but what can we do to make it happen? You know, the NBN's rolling out and we can, you know, we want to help people." And I said, "Well, you know, there are..." And I pointed to Nick, one of the young guys in the workshop, and I said, "They're the future. Those people over there, this guy here, he makes these little animations himself. They're the future of the film industry. And that's what it's going to be. And it's going to have nothing to do with these huge, big studio films. Sure, there's going to be a few of them made from time to time. But the great dearth of films are going to be made by the average person in the street." I said to her, "It's all going away." And I don't think she actually wanted to hear that because, you know, that doesn't fit the paradigm. And they're trying to keep the industry afloat. But, you know, in my opinion, the industry's dead. And I know a lot of people don't like that because they want to keep earning their money as the Titanic sinks. Fascinating. I wasn't entirely up to speed to have to come out with all that sort of stuff, and I was a little bit shocked. But I gave her my two bits worth. Anyway. Catch you later. Bye.